Okay, I'll start recording. All right. I'm going to call the meeting to order. Okay, let's do a roll call. I'll do the roll call. Teo.
I'm here.
Jack. Not present. Adam.
Here.
Ben.
Present.
I am also present. Okay, so y'all had a chance to look over the meeting minutes from last time?
Yes.
All looked good?
All looked good.
Yeah. Motion to approve meeting minutes from last meeting?
I read it
meeting?
Twice.
Okay, perfect.
Second or
yeah.
Approved?
Second.
Yeah, approved.
All in favor?
All in favor.
Mm-hmm. Approved. Okay, treasurer's report.
Treasurer's report.
Treasurer's report.
Exhibit A. Exhibit A. We got some money.
What? That's how you do it.
We got some money. We have more incoming money than outgoing money.
We do. I saw that. It's great.
We still have a balance, $1,363.
Yeah, at the very end. That's after paying Mateo back, which we have not done yet.
Yep.
I also saw that we're two-thirds of the way to the yearly donation goal as well.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah. 3,100 was like the stretch goal, yeah. Was like the bigger one, and we're over 2,000. It's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks to a $1,000.
Yeah. I mean that helped.
Donation helped that a
lot. That did help, but people are starting to donate more, and we're still going to do 3 more tournaments too, which seem to generate always between $150 and $200. So you know, I think we'll definitely get there this year. Next year we might have to try to get another $1,000 donor, but still.
Yeah, we're on the right path.
Yeah.
Another notable section is the assets we increased.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the dividends.
Oh, the dividend.
That's pretty notable. 5 cents.
4 cents.
5 cents interest.
5 cents?
Yeah.
That was 4 cents.
No, it's five.
Wow.
I know.
Okay, I think last quarter was 4 cents.
Yeah, it's increasing, so trending up.
That's a 25%.
Probably because we have more money in the account. Yeah, so the assets, yeah, we have a lot of assets, actually. Pretty nice.
Yeah.
We could easily support a tournament of 80 people without having to get anything else or borrow anything.
It's yeah, we've cool. Essentially doubled the assets since last.
Yeah. Which, like, I also noticed, like, so it says, like, in the outgoing, it all says, like under snacks, it says how much remain in the budget, you know, for that particular thing. Like it says, we spent $75 on snacks and $324 remains for the year. Which,
yeah.
That sounds about right to you, right?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, because yeah. We're only we're 3 months in.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 1 quarter in. But then that insurance, too, was not in the budget either. But I think we can get into that more because I have a whole section in this under budget, so we can just use this as a reference point. And then the Exhibit B for the Vice President's report.
Just one more thing on the insurance.
Yeah, sure.
Is that that's an annual
fee?
That's for the whole club?
Yes,
right?
For our entire organization.
Okay.
Fire.
It wasn't just like the one event?
No. That's okay. For the whole year liability for us under the umbrella of the USCF. They make it possible for us to be like under their umbrella if you're an affiliate.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Okay. Otherwise, they wouldn't even give it to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's kind of cool. But yeah, there is a budget section too. So I'm not saying we should stop looking at this. Just we're gonna go into it more in depth maybe then. And then I think for the Exhibit B, was there anything in particular like you wanted to point out or anything like anything that. It is interesting now being able to see numbers, huh? Though,
yep.
Because the last. Oh, actually, so. Yeah. We could probably just move on and just reference this as it comes up,
okay.
As that stuff comes up. That way, we don't get bogged down just looking at it. Okay, so old business was community outreach updates. That was Crockett Elementary Chess Club, really. Which is going good. Just did it today, actually. All the kids are really loving it. They seem super into it. Like, they've already learned a bunch.
How many kids?
20.
20?
Yeah, and Ross applied for us. He asked if he could, and I said yes. He applied for us to the USCF, like a little special program. If you start a classic club and you're a nonprofit. So they're sending us 8 chess sets specifically for Crockett, boards and pieces, and gifted us 16... USCF memberships for people under 18.
No way.
Yeah, nice. To give away. So
that's awesome.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, and they did it fast too. And if we do another school, if there's another school, they'll do it again, up to 3 times.
That's really neat.
Yeah, pretty cool. That's going good. I have pictures actually too. I can show you later. System for tracking membership data. As you can see, that's in place. You know, that's why this exhibit B was possible as far as with that data, because that is in place. And tournament registration collected city of residence also in place. And that's in exhibit B as well. We'll get to that. We can take a brief look at it and just see like how many different places. That's pretty cool too. Like literally San Marcos, New Braunfels, Canyon Lake, San Antonio, Spring Branch, Universal City, Cal, Buda, Austin, Pflugerville, Round Rock, Cedar Park, Waco, and Harker Heights. Wow. Harker Heights is like out by Temple.
Wow.
Yeah. So a lot of people. So 23 from San Marcos, but 18 from the Austin area. You know, if you include like Pflugerville and Round Rock and all that stuff. Yeah. So quite a few from Kyle too. 8 from Kyle.
Cool.
I figured there'd be more from San Antonio. That sort of surprised me just because of the Jesse thing. But I guess he didn't.
Maybe
he didn't publicize it as much. Maybe we'll try to get him to next time. So the old business is pretty much done. We can move on to new business. I'm just trying to, you know, be quick. So mainly like all the takeaways from the tournament. Like we could take turns, but I think everyone can probably offer some input on how that went and what we thought.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
First of all, remember to reserve the library.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that was a big...
So it was good to do at Crockett, but it's better to do here, I think.
Yeah,
no? I think so.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, for a lot of reasons. Like, it's closer to food, the atmosphere is like kind of more upscale and, you know...
just better, and this is our place, so
yeah. But like it says, the smell is better,
and the temperature, it got a little bit
hot. Yeah. And we can't adjust it because they can only adjust it, it's all controlled by like the local office. Yeah.
And the bathrooms here are just much nicer,
yeah, and taller.
Well, we do have the tournament reserved here,
yes.
So. Yes. How was the noise level towards the end of the tournament?
It was better.
Better?
The rounds, especially considering there was like 50% increase in.
Yeah.
But it was better, but yes, we didn't. I totally forgot to even enlist volunteers to help keep the noise levels down between rounds. So, got to remember to do that too.
You had less of sort of a designated tournament space at Crockett, because there was like just the one room sort of connected to the bathroom area and then the hallways.
Yeah.
You were inside the building.
It was echo. It was more echoey there too.
Yeah.
So it amplified the noise a little bit. Although the kids did go outside and like play like crazy animals too, which was sort of cool to let them do that.
Yeah, and you couldn't actually hear them.
No.
The major obstacle was the printer at the beginning. Right?
Can I play with
me?
Yeah.
I would love to, but I can't right now because I have to do this little meeting. But,
Jacob, play me real quick.
Yes, or my son Eli, if you can find him. He's around here somewhere. He'd love to play you.
So the biggest obstacle was the printer?
As far as that actually like made us late. There was a dude who was supposed to be in the reserve section who was registered for the championship section, and the pairings fully happened.
Yep.
And everyone was even at their tables before at spots. So then we had to try to switch it, but repair it and keep all the pairings the same. And that took like forever. That was a little frustrating. I think like it says here to do, to be sure during the check-in, to be sure and be like, well, what section are you in? And make sure they're in that section on the sheet. Because there was 2 sheets, one for each section, but he was just asking the names. He was just asking, what's your name? And marking them off. And wasn't like asking them, and are you supposed to be in the championship section? You know, so.
Do we have any no-shows?
Yeah, a couple.
But they, not that didn't actually tell us though.
Yeah. But we had no.
Yeah, we had last second withdrawals, but they all did say something. There wasn't anyone that just didn't show up, period, without telling us.
Yeah. What about dropouts? We had a few.
Yeah, we had some dropouts, but I don't think there's anything you can do about that.
You started sneezing here.
The checks was nice, right? The awards. I wasn't there till the end, so I don't know.
I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was fun. I think if we can come up with more fun stuff like that, that sets us apart. Because a lot of tournaments, I feel like, take themselves too seriously.
Yeah.
But, you know, the reserve, the library part is really important. But that means also we have to, like, pick the dates way ahead of time. How far ahead is it before the public is able to reserve?
The public can reserve the current month and the following month.
Okay, so we have to be, like, more than two months ahead?
Yes.
So we always have to be more than 2 months ahead. Okay, that's important.
You have to be
at least a little bit ahead.
30 to 60 days ahead, basically.
No, I thought it's 2 months.
The current month.
Yeah, it could be 65 months in order to really, or 62, I mean, days in order to really be ahead of it opening. Yeah. Okay, that's good to know. That time, almost all the snacks got eaten too. Like, demolished. Like, all the waters, almost all the snacks.
So, buy more for next one, you think?
If there's more people. Mm-hmm. I mean.
But for the amount of people, it was right.
For the amount of people, it was dead on right, pretty much.
Okay.
Like, we had very little left. I brought what we had left, but not a lot. Yeah, do you have any major takeaways from it? From when you were in?
Mainly the male to female ratio.
Yeah,
but we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I thought it went great.
Yeah, other than the late start. I mean, I hate the late start. I hate it. Mm-hmm. But it's not uncommon in chess tournaments at all. In fact, it's probably the norm.
It wasn't that bad either.
No. But then it sets everything behind, and then we're waiting on the custodians are waiting on us to clean up, and it just snowballs, and there's really no way to catch up from it. Because you can't take away people's lunch. What you said about the volunteers to enforce noise is right. And you're right, probably another couple of volunteers for setup and takedown would have made it go even faster. Even though it wasn't bad.
Yeah. I think it's more important
to get a picture. I'll email it to you. This is proof you have a board of directors.
Okay.
Not that they ever asked. I know I still had a non-profit of my name.
Thank you. Thanks.
Well, we hope that never.
Yeah, because that would be me.
She was much older.
I don't want
to
die.
At least not while you're holding this.
Right. Okay. So yeah, I can bring a backup printer. I mean, we got lucky that it was Crockett for the printer issue because I live right there.
Yeah.
It would have been way worse if it was here and I would have had to drive all the way back. But I guess here.
We have printers.
You have printers.
Many, many printers.
Yeah, so maybe that I could connect to network lines. Okay.
Yeah, or just email them.
Okay. I also have a second laptop I may bring too, just in case a laptop died or something, because that would be sort of catastrophic too. Yeah. It made me think about what could actually crash. She's moving to Mexico, so she's not going to be back again. Are you leaving tonight, Cassandra? So we won't see you again? Well, have a good trip.
Yeah. Safe travels.
Yeah, safe travels.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the announcements of the round start time were fine. Like, no one started ahead of time, didn't seem like. What about the large trophies? So firstly, the trophies cost more. Like, last time the trophies were like $70, but we had to buy double the amount of trophies this time because we had two sections. Mm-hmm. And then the larger trophies added another like $10-$15 for a trophy.
Is it a typical first place trophy size?
I mean, depends. Sometimes you see the little guys and the bigger events you see the big ones. I think it's nice. I mean, I think when people see those in pictures and stuff, they're like, oh, it's a real trophy.
Mm-hmm. No, I like having the trophies. It kind of legitimizes the tournament.
We just wrap it into the sponsor cost. I mean, I think we just bump that up a little bit or something. There is something to be said, which is a later discussion about like how the extra sections is going to impact us, as you know, how it impacts everything. But we'll just wait on that. Yeah. Okay. So, I think the number of players was manageable. Yeah. And it was a 50% increase. We had like 44 and then we had 64. So it was pretty sizable increase. Did you feel like the prizes were, was that like that's a little small for tournament or nah? Not really.
I mean, it's free.
I know.
I mean, it depends what you're comparing it to. You know, if you're comparing it to the other tournaments in the area, then it's awesome.
Yeah. Because the other ones aren't free and they still keep like half or more.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the organization was great for the most part, except for the whole printer thing and other stuff, but easy to take care of. Number of volunteers, like he said, yeah, we could probably do for one or two extras in the setup and take down promotional materials on site. I think we could do better there. Could have a few more things there just about us, about the club, but maybe not.
Did you have the rollout sign up?
No. Oh, that's a good point.
I mean, this might be a little wasteful, but we could put out like the monthly newsletter or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pick that up.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sponsor materials. I keep trying to get stuff. I figure some of these places have banners they've already made for other stuff they've done, and I always ask them like, "Give me some banners and stuff. I'll put it up," and they never give them to me. So. Did y'all like the giant checks? Did you see that? Were you there?
I saw the check, yeah.
Were you there in the pictures and stuff? I thought it was pretty. It's a good photo op too. Like when you post it online, people are like, "Oh, what's that?" Yeah.
No one took them, I think.
No, but it's not for that really. It's just for the fun.
So we could have a big cardboard
one. Or like Drew said, a dry erase.
Yeah.
A what?
Dry erase. Actually, looked after he told me that, and they sell them. You can buy like a big dry erase one, and then you just write it on there for the picture, and then you erase it and save it for next time.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Okay.
But then you know the moment you tell people they can't keep it, they're gonna be disappointed.
Especially when it's like solid, like the dry erase one. Really.
Yeah.
I could also print that exact check and just get it laminated, and then it is a dry erase, you know? Because it was so cheap to print that. Like.
Oh, I see.
And it has our logo on it and everything. Just a thought.
Yeah.
It was a cheap way to have something fun, you know?
Yeah. It's
paper. Yeah. The more than one section, like, it affected everything. Like, it's definitely harder to organize and harder when you got two sections to manage. And one of the delays was the fact that a guy was registered in the wrong section. And then the pairings happened and then he had to be moved over. The whole issues with one section having like 20 and one section having 40 is consideration. The cash prizes, like we got a significant amount more cash, but the prizes weren't actually bigger. I mean, second and third place were bigger for the championship than the last one, because I think we did like 100, 50, and 25 last time. And this time the top section was 100, 75, and 50. But first place was still 100 both times. But even though we got more cash, because then we had to allocate some of that cash to the reserve section. So if you have three sections or four sections, now you got to think about splitting the donation prize and the sponsorship money four different ways, you know, and then three ways within each of the four.
Yeah,
that's just two sections is fine.
Yeah. I think it's going to be fine for a while.
Like the elite and the rest.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. And even once it's pretty big, three would. Yeah. I can't see you'd ever need more than three. Yeah. And the only reason I could say three, and you could, the third one could be like very little cash prizes. Like it could even be no cash prizes because it's all going to be like little kids, you know. It's almost all, I'm like 500.
Right.
Like, you know, unrateds to 500 or something like that. Just so they're not having to get destroyed quite as much by the better people. Like just everything, it definitely something we have to think about for the next one.
Did all the Crockett kids lose all of their games?
Yeah.
Really, we didn't get a single win. How? Did they not?
Oh no! Harrison got a win.
Harrison got a win. Okay.
All right. That was the only one.
All right, one.
But Landon only played like two games, I think, or three games before he withdrew.
Still, I mean, Eli lost all those games.
Yeah.
Oliver lost all those games.
Uh huh. Camden. Yeah,
okay,
Landon.
So that's
and Harrison pulled a win out.
1-22. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, like future tournaments. So we already have a date and time set for, and we have time controls and entries, the location.
It's like the first Sunday of June.
It's Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday.
June 3rd, June 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. You actually got
I think Complete Chess is hosting a tournament in June. Did you check on that?
Yeah, I think it's after that.
It's after?
Yeah.
I think it's mid-June.
Yeah. So, do we want to... We should, based on the whole thing about reserve the library, we should probably also start to think about when in fall we want to do it at some point, you know? The sooner we can just pick a date and run with it, the better. Because then other tournaments will maybe work their dates around us. Yeah.
So this one is June. 3 months from that would be September, I guess.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to. I mean, it could be September, October. It's any time in classical fall. And then the winter,
later,
winter
the later
again
in the semester, the more hectic it gets, right, for everyone.
And when does it?
So,
what's the schedule?
I'll look September.
Yeah, it's from August till November, December, right? This semester.
Yeah. So semester ends in I think it depends too if you're talking about the university or like the local schools.
Mm-hmm.
I think the university ends a little bit earlier.
Yeah, but September should be fine, right?
Yeah, September should be good. I think September's a good
October.
We're on B.
Oh, but November now, right?
November is too hectic, I think.
November's around midterms. Thanksgiving, midterms.
Yeah. November doesn't seem...
Yeah.
And then October's got Halloween.
Yeah. You could.
You could maybe do October, early October. And then,
yeah.
But I'm fine with September, though. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, June, July... That's 3 months solid. And then if you do September, October, November, December, and we do it around the same time, the December one, then that's 3 months exactly. And then we could just always do it on whatever. I mean, it's the date is going to adjust, but always do it on that basic schedule.
Okay.
I'm good with that. We can talk more about it as... I guess, too, do we think we need to form an actual tournament committee, try to get 2 to 4 volunteers of members and have an actual tournament committee to do this stuff?
Just to organize it? And
yeah, because, I mean, maybe we can hold off deciding that until I lay everything out in the project management thing. Because that's the next thing is, y'all all joined, I think.
Asana.
Yeah. But we can use any. There's so many of them. Yeah. It could be anything. But basically, I'm going to lay out... part of it's my fault, I think, because in the bylaws it lays out stuff, but it's very vague. You know, it's just we got to do the tournaments. You know what I mean? But I'm going to lay out literally every single task that has to be completed, and then that can be created a tournament, rated tournament template, you know, and then it's all already there. We just copy it over as a template to the next tournament, and then if that tournament happens to have something a little extra, we just add one more task or take a task away or whatever, you know. But then it lays out every single thing that has to be done so that every single person knows these are the things that have to be done for the tournament to happen. And people can volunteer for certain tasks or they can be assigned or whatever, but at least everyone is now clear on what all has to happen, you know?
Yeah. And right now I think you're probably the only one who could run it. In terms of the software and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I'm fine with that. That's not the stressful part. The stressful part is the feeling like there's, 400-500 things that have to be done. Mm-hmm. And some of them have to be done way out, and some of them just a little bit out, and on and on and on. What's up, Harry? Good to see you again. We're just doing a little meeting.
Sorry, we're a little bit late getting here already. Time
for our car
for us.
No. That's the casual ones that aren't the fourth Wednesday. Oh, it doesn't matter. You just come whenever you can. Nice. You can leave whenever you need to.
Okay, and how do you get involved in the game?
Just ask somebody. That guy's name is Logan. Ask him.
Okay, awesome.
And y'all can do whatever time controls you want. Okay, so let me just get that laid out. Let me actually, too, with this stuff, I want to try to, if someone's going to do something on here, I want to actually say, by this date, just as a goal, you know what I mean? So I'm going to say, by the end of next week, I'm going to have the Asana completely laid out. All the tournament tasks completely laid out, as far as what needs to happen. And what's cool about it is you can assign this needs to happen 2 days before the date, or this can only be done the day of, because some stuff can only be done day of.
And can we just go there and pick tasks.
And yeah, exactly.
Cool.
And then you'll get reminders and all that stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. Like I think that's going to make everything so much better.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay, so on to membership. Maybe we might have to reference Mateo's Exhibit B for this, but one thing I'm wondering about is, like, how do you get... We have, like, you girls. Saw this, too. Well, no, there's the girls thing, but even just, we had so many people, that are members, that do come at least semi-regularly, like 68 to 70 people, but only 42 actually filled it out on the website to give us the data, you know what I mean, that we need to, like, help make more decisions. Like, do we just say you have to?
Like, I think if we just, like, interrupted a meeting on Wednesday when there's a bunch of people here and we were like, here's a form, everybody come up one at a time and come fill this out and sign up for the website just during a meeting.
But
because
still
they're
voluntary?
Not going to do it at home. Yeah, of course they don't have to. But, like,
you could make it mandatory. I mean, it's not like there's any fees. But you could just say, oh, you got to sign up to play. Or you could say you can come for a month and after that you got to sign up. It's free. You just gotta sign up.
Yeah.
Because it helps us. It helps us. We can even say, which is true, it helps us understand where everyone's coming from and how they found us, and that information is super helpful to us to make the club better.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, there's a lot of ways you could make people without being too forceful. But that's like over 20, that's like 25, more than 25 people who come regularly and still haven't done it, so we have really no knowledge about them or where they're coming from.
I wonder what percentage of our members play online, because it could be an interesting approach too. It could be to, I don't know if this would be possible, but to make, like, if we were to host League Chess tournaments more regularly, for example, to make being a member of the website a sort of prerequisite. Like, you can't compete in our online tournaments unless you're...
Yeah.
It is? Is that already...
To an extent, because you don't know the club name
unless you
go through the website and get the password.
The clubs, you have to be a club member in order to be able to play in the
you
tournament.
You do? Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we could do that for the Fourth
the
Wednesday
unrated
club.
Tournament.
But
that's
then not
thinking.
Everyone plays in that anyway. So I feel like the people who do play in it already signed up.
Yeah. I think that's why we'd have to do it during a regular meeting when we just have... A good number of people.
Or we could just get, like, a little iPad and
by
put it by the front door.
Yeah.
Like a check-in.
That might be best.
Could even do, like, check-ins. So we could see how regularly people are coming, when the last... No?
Just once a month or something, maybe. For a
like
while.
Everyone ID badges. Chip, you know, implanted in the skin.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure that would go over well.
But anyway, there's just all ideas. Really, just if we could get people to sign up on the website, then we just, it would help us know. Because it is interesting. Like, some of the data surprised me quite a bit, actually.
It's just a one-time thing.
But the members that have signed up, that's like the breakdown. Obviously, it's overwhelmingly San Marcos because, you know, it's San Marcos Club. But we do still have... People from Seguin, Buda, Kyle.
Yeah.
What? I tried to exclude, like, this. That's why, that's another reason why it's good that I did this data, because I had to go in and, like, because everyone signed up at once, but
those
weren't new people.
Yeah.
So I had to go in and kind of manually filter out to get real new people. And we've been having about 6 to 7 a month, new people, like legitimately new people.
Another way we can incentivize people to join, actually, I mean, I like Jack's idea. Jack's idea is probably the best, but we could put like a QR code on the window on Wednesday, and then have some like clickbaity thing on the sign up for the website if you want to participate in this whatever like puzzle competition of the week, and then winner wins like a chess set.
Ooh, like a prize or something. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's good.
Sign up and there was if you want snacks, you put it on the
snack.
Yeah, on the snack bar we could have like a little bar attendant that's like no.
Are you signed up? Show me your membership. Okay, you can have a cookie.
That'd probably be the most effective.
Yeah, probably would be.
Get a suit and tie.
Okay, well, those are all good. The QR code's a real good idea, though, like on the thing. You can even put the little film that just sticks to the glass, and I can just peel it off and we go. It's so cheap to print those things. Just stick it on the glass, you know? Just static cling or whatever. Because some people probably just are like, oh, I got to do that, and then they forget.
That would be me.
Yeah.
I mean, it could even just be the fucking raffle.
Yeah.
Like a raffle. Like, it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea, too. Yeah. Did you see the how they found us? It's pretty interesting, too.
Yeah, I've seen either push-ups. Yeah, I've seen push-ups on
the library, signs of the library and the library website represent like a third.
Wow. Yeah.
And then Facebook is a big one too, actually. And then friends and family is a big one.
We should know. We should also see which one, which Facebook. The library promotes it too.
Mm. Oh, that's true. I could add that. I'll make a note of that to add that. But look, that little italics. The recent members, the very recent members, a lot of them found us by searching and just Googling San Marcos Jessica. Like, that's how Micah found us. That's how several people found us. It was just like, oh. Just Googled Chess Club in San Marcos. Chess in San Marcos. And it came
Did
up.
We ever get a piece in the newspaper? No.
No one's ever responded.
Yeah, me neither.
Or what about the community impact thing? Because they, like, that's half, literally three quarters of what it is just telling you things that are around in San Marcos that are free or cheap. Yeah. So we should definitely be in there.
Yeah, absolutely. I emailed them through my work email.
The community impact?
No.
The regular newspaper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I emailed one of the reporters and the managing editor. No response.
Who of us will commit to trying to find some contact at Community Impact just to get us in there as a regular activity?
Have you seen that one?
I can
contact. Wait, what would that entail?
Just like Googling, going to their website, just trying to find like...
Just send an email.
A person, yeah, an email or phone number... that someone actually answers so that we can ask them about. I'll do the asking even. It's just I haven't been able to have any contact with anyone. Like,
yeah.
We're just trying to ask them. Like, I seriously think that they would be happy to do it. They just don't know about us or something because like if you look at the paper, my dad and people look at that a lot to see what's going on in San Marcos, and it's the whole thing is just ads. And maybe that's it. We have to put an ad in order to get listed. I bet if we contacted the advertising department, they could like tell us who.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
They put library stories in there all the time.
Cool. Do you have a contact?
Yeah.
At the library?
Huh? I could ask someone else here.
Okay.
I know someone that writes for the Daily San Marcos, and she recommended someone, and I contacted him, and nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd be happy to write an email. I just don't know who to write the email to.
Do you, like, did anyone contact Community Impact to have them put the stuff in there? Or they just, have, like, where do they get the information from?
I just can't, no, the record does.
Does the Community Impact?
I don't think so.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
The,
it's like a monthly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read it all the time.
And me too.
Five people.
Yeah, but only for Moe with check, then you can
choose. Okay, so, yeah. Who you think you can ask around here to see if anyone has ever actually had a contact with Community Impact?
I can just write them.
Okay. You think by in the next week or so?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
About Chess Night?
Yeah, just about adding it as a San Marcos
weekly,
activity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just in their little monthly publication.
Tournaments.
Just say where, the time.
Yeah.
Are you doing
the whole time? That was important to me.
Okay. Cool.
You would work here.
Okay, yeah, so women, girls, membership.
Yeah.
I've reached out to a few people online, like Jennifer Shahadi. She responded to me and she said she was going to give me some input. She's like a three-time U.S. women's champ. About like how do you get... I don't think our problem necessarily is keeping them or making it a welcoming environment for them, although it may be. I don't know, man. So I don't think about it when I walk into the room, but if you're a woman who walks into the room and it's like 35 guys, maybe you do think about it.
Yeah.
It smells like a locker room.
Yeah. But I also think that we don't have a lot of women who come to check it out either.
We definitely don't have a lot of... adult one.
But then what after
yeah. Yeah. I think this is a pretty high priority issue, actually. Because the thing is, like, as the ratio increases, we're probably going to be less likely to get women to join. Yeah. Especially young, like, girls. Like, young girl walks in to a room packed full of men. They're just, like, just for boys. Yeah.
I talked to someone on Twitter who is part of a club, and they seem to have a lot of girls and women. And I asked her, I was like, so how is it that your club has so many women, proportionately? And she said, I think it's because I'm involved in the club. I think it's because I do stuff, I organize stuff, and so all the pictures have me in it, so, and they know I'm a part of it, like an actual part of the organizational part of it, and so they know that there's always going to be at least one woman.
Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, you know, the women, you probably know about this, like how there are not a lot of women in STEM, and the way, I mean, obviously that issue hasn't been solved, but the way that issue is addressed, it's like the role model thing. Like they get female recruiters on the college campuses. So I think, like, even if, I don't know if there are any strong, like, WIMs or WGMs in the area, but I was thinking that could be an interesting investment. Like, get like a WIM or WGM to come into a SIMAL or do some sort of a
Women's only event?
Women's only,
yeah,
I was thinking women's only night.
Yeah.
Every now and then.
Or like even a little tournament. The thing about that is even, it doesn't have to be rated, and you don't have to have a lot of people. Even if you only had four or five people, instead of doing a Swiss, you just do a round robin. Right. And then everyone plays everybody, like even a double round robin, where everyone plays everyone twice.
Yeah.
Right. Even four or five people, you can still have a fun tournament.
Yeah, right.
And then that'll maybe take it from four or five people to six or seven people.
Yeah, right.
Maybe. Yeah. These are all good ideas. I'll keep you posted, too, on what some of these other women in chess say.
You were gonna bring in the boat testers. They're not here anymore.
I know, they're in California.
But they would have been great.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah, we could have gotten
them. Yeah, it would have been instant.
No.
But I think it's gonna have to be something like that. Or maybe we have a position, you know?
Yeah.
Director of women's outreach or women's outreach committee.
Have a woman part of the...
That's what I mean, or yeah, an officer. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But the officer positions are filled at the moment, so we could create another officer position.
Yeah, have a committee for, like, part of the membership committee for recruitment and growth, like that could be a whole factor in that.
And yeah, she focuses on recruitment and growth in general, but also has a approach that's better than us at women, at bringing women and girls.
Because it's a problem for chess as a whole.
Oh, I know.
But it's something that we have to, like, address early, because, like Ben was saying, the longer it goes on and we don't address it, then the ratio just gets more and more stark.
Yeah. Well, it's already pretty stark. Plus, Lalani's moving to Idaho. Cassandra's moving to Mexico. Another one of the girls, I think they're just really busy, but she hasn't been in, like, 4 or 5 months. So, and we were only at, like, 6 or 7, so now we're down to, like, 3, basically.
Yeah.
Lani's moving to Idaho, like, next month.
We should do something, like, I'll buy something.
Yeah. I bought her baking book. And
no more cinnamon wedding cookies.
I know.
She sells a baking book.
Huh?
She has a
No, I bought her a baking book. Ah, like, away a present.
I heard the same way.
Okay. Yeah, like, I bought her baking book?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Whoa.
She's a published author? Oh,
yeah. Okay. I think it's definitely something we need. Obviously, we can't fix it and find the solution right now, but it's something that we should probably work on.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see this whole section on membership growth considerations that we should probably start addressing now that it's pretty big and is like... You know, what are the limiting factors, you know? Like, how many people could we support? Like, where is our ceiling to continue to do the same way we do it now? Like, because, I mean, we're always going to lose people, too. That's just going to happen. Yeah. People are going to move. People are, you know, it's a little bit of a transient town still.
Could we have both rooms?
We sort of do.
Yeah.
We did last week.
The space, but also the equipment, which equipment I don't think is a problem because we're building the equipment for tournaments anyway, so I don't think that's a big deal.
Yeah, the equipment's, what is it, like 80, could support like 80 people?
Yeah, and I'm sure we'll probably increase that at a much, much slower rate, but maybe a tiny bit. So I don't think that's a big problem. But like maintaining the club quality, you know, just like, you know, it's harder to keep control over, you know, 80 people than it is like 40. I mean,
once it gets over 80 or 100, it's like...
Yeah. Then you don't always know what's going on, and, you know, if people are behaving badly, it's harder to know. It takes a while for it to trickle to you.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, there's also the question of, you know, do we really want it to get that big?
Yeah.
It might change. We get past 100 members, it might not feel as communal.
No.
Yeah.
I already think right now we probably already, we should focus on trying to get more women and girls involved.
Yeah.
And just do the, and not really be actively trying to get people, like, do the same stuff. Like, we make some regular Facebook posts, we keep the presence, you know, that kind of stuff. And people will still trickle in. Like you said, word's already out, like you said in your thing. Like, people are going to continue to trickle in, but we don't have to, like, go as hardcore at trying to get people as we used to.
And right now, capacity-wise, we're at a sustainable level with the space that we have available.
Yeah. You know, so. And snack costs would go up. You know, then we're going to have to start buying two $10 packs of cookies, and then it's $20 every week. You know, there's a lot of things to consider, you know. And welcoming people. Lila pointed this out because I asked her opinion. She said, like, what about when new people come who don't know how to play, because they barely know how to play? When you got that many people, it's hard. Those people could easily just get lost and leave, you know. Lost in the mix of people and no one showing them how to do everything. Because a lot of what we built, too, is how friendly everyone is, and everyone's just kind of acting the same way. When new people come in, everyone welcomes them. If they don't know much about chess, people, I see it all the time. People start showing them stuff. And, you know.
Could have like a beginner's table or something.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I mean, we could do things, but then we have to start actually thinking about that kind of stuff. I mean, maybe even if it just gets 10 more people than now, 15 more people than now, it's going to start getting tougher. But, I mean, I think we could, what do you think, what's y'all's opinions on like where beyond that is maybe not, is going to start a point of diminishing returns, you know?
I think one room. This room is enough. Like, if it gets bigger and we need two rooms, it's a little too much.
Yeah, because right now we do like a little bit of overflow over there, I guess.
Yeah.
As needed.
Well, what do we have in here? Like, pretty much 50 at the maximum is this room? That's like the max with wheeling tables in?
Yeah.
And comfortable even loosely? So with the overflow, maybe 60.
Yeah, and I know at some point, like, other staff might need that space for something.
Of course, yeah.
Because there's like a whole programming department. That's what they do. You know, it's a great program.
They don't need any more programs than that. Playing.
So.
Yeah. So I would say like 60 probably is like the top end. Like 60, like people regularly coming, like 60 people show up at one time.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're going to have more than that in actual members, but not everyone comes every time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we can always send people out into the library to go play at a table somewhere.
Yeah, that's true too. But then they're separated, or it's not the communal thing anymore. I don't know. Okay. And then, moving on, special member recognitions. How often should we do it? Just thinking about that. Should it be like monthly, member of the month?
I think after every board meeting is okay.
So there's like two board meetings a year.
Quarterly or something.
Quarterly then, yeah.
And how do we recognize them? Like how do we tell people? The newsletter?
Sorry, what do we mean exactly by special
member? Like just the member of the month or something.
Member of the month, okay, yeah. I really like the member of the month newsletter idea.
Yeah, put it in the newsletter.
Yeah, just put it in the newsletter. Do like, and it could be like really short, just like a picture of the player and then like their favorite openings and, you know, like a fun fact.
I could even make something and hang it for the month when we come in.
Yeah.
So an employee of the month little sign.
Yeah. Number of days without a queen lost.
Yeah.
Okay. And the latest choice on member of the month? Jack?
I think so.
I already
got recognized at the first tournament.
Yeah, but you've done even more.
I got a trophy. I mean, that's plenty.
For best Jack?
Yeah, best Jack. I'm satisfied.
I feel like we should do Leilani before she...
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. I think that's Gavin's. I think time. Gavin's a candidate too. Mm-hmm.
He's been really consistent
with the long hair. He's hilarious too, and he like really adds like an element of fun. Mm-hmm. You know, he gets other people in it too. Absolutely. Like they're laughing too, and because he's crazy, and he's in Proofs. He beat Micah in the tournament.
Really?
Micah's not bad at all.
Yeah. Bro, Dunham's.
I was like, dang, and he gave Jack a pretty good game too. Like he's like creeping up, like slowly but surely. Yeah. So maybe he could be next month or something like that. We can do Lilani for now. What about Luke?
The duel? Both. Yeah.
Because they're both moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks. I hate that they're moving. They're great kids.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. And then advertising. Oh, I just wanted to tell you that with us being a chess.com affiliate, the meetup thing. Remember that we experimented with, like, you know what meetup is, yeah. But it costs money to like actually host events and stuff. Well, with that, we have it for free.
Oh, really?
For like,
from chess.com?
Yeah, just for whenever, for as long as possible.
That's cool.
As long as we need. And there have been some people who found us, like, though. That's actually how Skylar found us, was through meetup. And Brian Clausen, who doesn't come to this a lot, but he comes to our tournaments, you know, from New Braunfels, like 1400 or something. Like a 40-year-old guy or something. Yeah. Anyway, he found us through Meetup as well, so that's cool. So I'm just going to kind of migrate our current Meetup before it expires over to that one, and then we have it for free. We also got a free pro version of Chessable, which means that we can do like the Chessable classroom and stuff like that, so that could be a useful tool for coaching or
awesome
classes or something, you know. Okay, on to the budget. Trying to go fast. I know it's almost approaching an hour now. I don't know what time we did. Did we look what time we started? It's like 45.
Yeah.
Okay, budget. So based on the insurance alone, I think we're gonna have to slightly adjust this budget, because that's something that has to be budgeted for. A $315 a year month. That means we have to bump the base expense a little bit as well. You know, we may have to bump it to like $3,500 goal or something like that.
Yeah.
Or take some other stuff down or something. I can, maybe me and you or something could work on proposing some changes. I think looking at this, we can see, like, if we look at this, you can see, like, there was some stuff like advertising. We budgeted $200 a year for advertising. We've used zero. And we probably won't, right? I mean, I honestly can't foresee now that we've actually done it and seen what's possible without it, I can't foresee us using it. So we could move that $200 to insurance, you know? What's interesting, we're a little over the budget on equipment, but we were trying to grow a lot, so I don't think that's that big of a deal.
Just an initial cost.
Yeah, and with us being under in other areas, you know, I think it's fine. So also though, if you go to the charitable expense section, we spent $58.11 out of the $1,400 we budgeted. So we're $1,341 left for the year. And all that is the $8 at FedEx for me printing those books for the Crockett, and $50 in 5 gifted USCF membership for the kids at the tournament. So maybe it doesn't have to be. I mean, I would actually like to find more ways, especially if we're gonna hit our goals. You know, then we should definitely look into ways to spend some of the money we allocate for charitable expenses. But we could possibly bump it down another $100. Just to make way for the insurance, since the insurance is mandatory.
Yeah.
But maybe we could find some other place to take it out of and not the charitable area, you know? But I'm just saying we have some room. We did go $202 negative on the tournament. And that was because the extra cost of the I did not take into consideration having to buy double the amount of trophies. So that hit it, and then we said we were gonna buy less snacks last time, but we got so much more enrollment that we actually bought more snacks. So that was another like $40. So between the trophies, the $40, and yeah, that was pretty much it. That put us in the negative on it, but I don't think that's that big of a deal because we did get pretty sizable donations, but I'll be more careful next time. It was a learning experience on how much more the multi-sections affects everything. It affects the prize pool, the amount of money you need, everything, the organizational aspect. But I would like to make a motion to revamp the budget, at least, if nothing else, just to find space for...
insurance.
For the insurance.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Second?
Second, yeah,
for
sure.
All in favor?
I agree.
I mean, I know it seems silly to do that, but when you're a 501c3, you do have to
Perfect.
Where exactly are we going to reallocate from?
So we'll propose a budget. We'll come up with changes, and then we'll propose it, and we can vote if that's good.
Yep.
What were you going to say?
Oh, we need to adjust the weekly snack.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. We'll have to adjust up, right?
Yeah.
Because we're spending $40 a month now, right?
Basically. Well, this is $770. It's like $1098.
Yeah. So we're actually spending like $44 a month instead of $30 that we budgeted. But I did buy the domain. I don't know if y'all saw website domain. We're not gonna have to pay that again until 2030.
Really?
Yeah, so I saved money there. It was
spare pieces in the cart somewhere?
Just spares? There's pieces all over the place. You can just grab one. So we have 7 years of the domain now. And so that was actually cheaper than $20 a year. So that's good. Okay, so I'll get with you. You know, I'll make some changes or we can meet up for lunch or something sometime and just look at it. I don't think it'll take us very long. Okay, fundraising. We are clearly on pace. We're 2/3 of the way there with 3/4 of the year left. Pretty good.
That's great.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah.
And all of our funds for the actual operation of the club are
covered.
More than covered. Really, the extra $1,000 that we're raising is just for charity. That's it. So that feels good. That's a good place to be where you could not get another penny for 3/4 of the year and everything's still fine.
Yeah, we could still have another tournament.
Yeah, easily. When the tournament is mainly raising money from other sources. I encourage anyone and everyone, maybe we should just start a spreadsheet that I put in the drive that's just like ideas for possible tournament sponsors.
Dell.
I don't have a contact, but I know someone who knows a real high up person at Dell who likes, and Dell I know likes to donate to STEM stuff and all that kind of stuff. So maybe.
Yeah.
I do use a Dell for the software.
And I mean, even if it was something small, like them just donating a computer to run tournament software, that would still be something.
Yeah. I happen
or
to know someone who works...
Or a printer, a working printer with a cable. And...
I happen to know someone who works at Schlitterbahn, too. I could hit them up for sponsorship.
Could have a water slide into the tournament hall.
Yeah. It's funny, he's like right behind you. That's him. And the yellow. Yeah, that's him. I was hoping he would catch what I just said, but his ear's not attuned to Schlitterbahn. I think it is. okay, so yeah, that's good. We're going to need to continue to do that. Obviously, the local is good, but should we form a fundraising committee or still not yet? Like someone who's actually in charge of like coming up with ideas?
It seems like... we should prioritize tournament committee because that's more of where we've had a difficult time as far as like labor,
And we should also explore grants.
Absolutely.
We're a 501c3, we're eligible for federal grants. Ross's wife has done a ton of grant writing at the university. She works at the university, has done a ton of grant writing and applying for grants.
Cool.
And Ross already said that she's down to help.
We're about to subscribe to a grant database here at the library.
Okay. Would we be able to pick it up?
Yeah, I think it'll be for anyone.
Oh.
Cool. For public.
Oh, you're going to subscribe to it to make it public?
Yeah, for the library.
I gotcha. Sweet. Okay. All right. Well, that's. I mean, maybe there's a. I mean, maybe we could get 5 years of funding from that alone. You know. But anything helps. Yeah. Club activities, tools, learning. That's where I was going to mention the whole Chessable thing, which is cool. And if anyone has, that's the number two there. If anyone has any new ideas, or if we just keep doing what we're doing. And I am going to start trying those classes. It's just I haven't been able to do it yet, where I come early. And some already come in early anyway. Might as well teach the people some stuff.
Yeah.
But if anyone has any other new ideas for the club, just in general, to try out, always hit me up.
I mean, the fact that, like, a lot of people aren't that invested in learning, really.
Yeah.
Sort of. So, yeah. That, I mean, the classes will be a good way to gauge, you know, how many people are actually interested in
learning.
How many people actually have the bug, really.
Like, yeah. I mean, a lot of people versus just
it's
fun.
Yeah, just sort of coming here to enjoy the game and have fun, which is totally fine.
Right? Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's got to be the majority, I'm sure.
Right.
Have we looked into the fried chicken sponsorship yet?
No. Gills?
Anybody?
No. We got to reach out to Gills Fried Chicken.
You know about this?
No. What is it?
Before we were a nonprofit, we were just joking about the idea, sort of, or tossing it around, like, and then getting business to sponsor the tournaments. It was the Gills Fried Chicken
classic.
Yeah, Gills Fried Chicken classic.
Close?
Huh? No.
Close?
I think so.
No, there's one by my house. I think we're open. That Golden Chick closed. But
the one from Judge Becerra. Mm-hmm.
No.
Ah, okay.
No, that's Gill's Broiler. Okay. That's hamburgers. Yeah. Okay. Just, you know, brainstorm, think about some activities that could be fun. Or we could just not and keep doing what we're doing. I mean, it could be cool to do like instead of 1/4 Wednesday, we do a blitz tournament instead of a regular one. Or we do a bug house tournament. Bug house tournament could be fun.
That could be fun.
Teams, and a team tournament where it's like Buckhouse teams?
What are those things?
Sorry, bro.
I've been wondering about this all meeting.
What?
I haven't been able to concentrate.
You just suck on the cloves?
Oh, I wouldn't eat all of them at once. That's actually
I definitely will.
Here, just,
a challenge.
Just give me one.
That's what one.
Yeah, just take one.
And you just what? You just.
They're strong. They're
you
like,
just chew on it or something?
It helps with digestion and like.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
Nice.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
Okay.
Chew on it?
Yeah.
And you
chew or just suck on it?
Chew on it for a little while. It's kind of like chewing tobacco, but healthy. Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. A lot healthier.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Very good.
I mean, it could even be, like I was saying, something as simple as like one of the 4th Wednesdays is a bug house tournament.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. We could do more fun themed nights.
Mm-hmm. Or we could even do like an opening themed, where it's like some ridiculous opening or something.
Or 960, you know.
Like where
like a bird or something.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Something
everyone
like
starts
that.
In the bird.
He wasn't going to say it.
Yeah.
You said it, not me. Okay, community outreach. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm trying to go through. How long are we thinking before we try something else? I don't want to get, I'm taking your advice. I don't want to go too far. I don't want to do too much. I'd let the jail thing drop for now. I let everything else drop. I'm just trying to build this Crockett thing and get it rolling. But we're thinking like maybe in 3 months, maybe another quarter, then we revisit if we're in a position to start another initiative or...
Next board meeting.
That could be... That might be the end of the year.
Oh. We won't have one after the summer
tournament.
Oh, yeah,
we might. But then we won't have another one for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
But there would be a member meeting at the end of the year. So. Okay, so I would say maybe we just look at it in a quarter. In a quarter, we just look where we're at with the Crockett win, see what our resources are. And
let the school program coast a little bit.
Which brings up... like, what do we think the plan is to give it, hand it over to them? Like, we need to start, like, maybe start having that conversation a little bit. Maybe just the very initial stages, because we're building it.
Yeah.
Because it can't always be us that's running it, or it's not going to work. Just like the Comal ISD, talking with the Ben guy from Comal ISD, who helped start it 9 years ago. All of it is like two staff members, two faculty people at each school that facilitate it and run it. It's not outside people. Now, sometimes they go to the other schools and help them get it going for a little bit, and then someone from that school takes it over.
Well, it's going now.
So,
in
its infancy, though.
Yeah. So we should definitely. I mean, is there a summer program?
No. Like, so we just let it go the conversation.
Well, we'll let it maybe help them get it going again for the next school year.
Yeah.
And then start.
Yeah, maybe
how to get out.
As it gets real close to summer, maybe I talk to Ms. Holmes, the principal, and say, start putting feelers out in the school for what two people would be interested in taking it over. And we could always help, like if they were having trouble with something, we come up and help them in a very temporary thing, or we do a special lecture for them.
Yeah. Is the plan for us to hand it over at the end of the term?
No, not necessarily. We don't have a plan for when. That's what I'm trying to talk about. Yeah. We should probably start thinking about it. We don't have to have it right this second, but we should start thinking about a plan to hand it over and how that's going to work, and at least get them thinking about it.
Yeah.
But that is their goal. Their goal is for it to be their program internal.
Are they ready for that?
No. Right now?
No. Not at all. No. Yeah, that's kind of my thing.
Definitely.
They don't seem ready at all.
No.
So we should be. Should we be there to like support them in the next school year?
Definitely, probably at the beginning of it, because this will only be like two months. And it's not like we couldn't still go up and do special lectures for more advanced classes or more advanced students and stuff like that, just not all the time. Just not. Because then we could go to the high school and start one and hand it over. And then we could go to the middle school and start one and hand it over. You know what I mean? And then before long, they're just taking it over. And each school is taking it over, and we help them run scholastic tournaments or something. Or we get them boards donated to them, you know.
As it goes on, those two people may just come forward on their own and just be like, wow, I'm an adult, but can I come sit in on the chess club and
maybe
teach this or that, and maybe the problem will solve itself over the course of the next term.
Another idea is we could have a special event for charity, you know, another outreach thing at some point. That's an easy, not too bad thing. We have maybe convinced Brandon to do a, you know, like a simul, or like a blind, try a 10 person blindfold simul. And it costs money, or they donate, and then we give all the proceeds to some cause, some local cause. Okay, scholastic tournaments. I brought this up because Jesse has been hitting me up. Jesse James, you know.
What's in a scholastic tournament?
It's just nothing but school kids. No adults.
Is this the National Master Jesse James?
Yeah.
Okay.
That one?
Yeah, the one in San Antonio.
Oh.
Complete chess.
Okay.
Yeah, he has the
summer scholastic tournament.
Yeah, he has the city championship and stuff down there. Yeah. So he wants to do like a scholastic tournament with us, like work together with us and do a scholastic tournament here in San Marcos. Doesn't have to be at the library, but in San Marcos. And with us being a part of it, like a co-branded thing. And he said he could supply a lot of boards and clocks, and then we could supply a lot of boards and clocks, and he said he could supply all the prizes.
Great.
So we wouldn't have to spend anything. It would just be more a venue. We would have to find the venue and help with the whole thing, because these scholastic tournaments sometimes can draw numbers, like 200 people, 250 people even.
Well,
so I could start reaching out to this. I mean, I haven't reached out, done anything on it because I didn't know if we would be interested.
Do you want to go here at the library specifically, or in San Marcos?
In San Marcos, because it's like a central point kind of for a lot of his people, sort of.
Yeah. Well, you know, activity center is an option.
Or maybe one of the other schools too, maybe.
Yeah.
Like the high school.
Yeah.
Now that we're already doing something, maybe easier to get them to let us do something in that bigger cafeteria.
Seems like a win-win. I mean, as long as all we have to worry about is logistics, and if he's handling all the monetary side, then there's really nothing to lose.
Yeah, and if we really do want to grow chess pretty big in this area, we are eventually going to have to work with people in San Antonio, because he's not the only club in San Antonio. There's like three of them, I think, and the Austin clubs. And I've reached out to a lot of these people and had conversations, and they all sort of want it too. But a lot of people, except for Jesse, a lot of the people, they want someone else to kind of take the lead. And if they do, then they'll jump in and help and be a part of it. But they don't feel confident. Whereas Jesse does, we do, I think, at some point anyway, in pushing it. But If so, then dates, once again, dates need to be figured out and blah, 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 blah. But
I think we definitely need a tournament committee to make that happen.
Yeah. I think that's... So should we just motion to at least attempt to form a tournament committee? I mean, if no member is, like, volunteers, then maybe we don't form one. But I could easily see. Yeah, if anyone would, if like 2 to 4 people would volunteer.
Yeah, if that's our goal, we might as well start now and have a smaller tournament and see how it goes with the tournament committee. Yeah. And then if they can handle, you know, one of our regular tournaments, then we could be like, okay, we have enough experience to do a large scholastic tournament with 100 right. plus people.
So I'm going to make a motion to form a tournament committee.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Organizational structure. We're almost done. Is the current structure working for everyone? I just want to kind of touch base with every person and feel like how everyone feels like. Do everyone feel like everyone's fulfilling their particular position's duties? Is everyone happy with their current position and the duties? Like, I had to create a whole lot of stuff, like, to form this organization, and so it's all subject to be changed. It all can be altered. We just have to alter it, you know? But I had to get it all down for us to get somewhere, and a lot of people get bogged down in trying to form it, and I was just like, I'm putting stuff on paper, and we can see what works and what doesn't and change it. So, how's everyone feeling? That's why I brought the bylaws, too, just so, because there's all the sections on, like, the president, on the vice president, you know, on the secretary, on the treasurer, even on the meetings themselves, on the various committees that are could potentially be formed. You know, I just put them all there, the main ones there, in case we ever want to form. All the committees say that you don't have to, it's just that we can. We can form a member committee, we can form a fundraising committee. If we wanted to form a committee that wasn't on here, we could make an amendment that allows us to form a different committee. But it all is laid out. Okay, I think we should just go around with each person and say how you're feeling. Adam, you're first.
I'm feeling fine.
Feeling good?
Yeah.
Feeling good with your position?
Yeah, I'm learning how to budget.
That's good. That's a useful skill.
I know. Learning how to be a treasurer.
Okay.
That's good.
And you've reviewed over like the treasurer's duties, maybe not recently, but you can now. You have it in writing, just you know. Jack, how do you feel?
I'm very happy with my position. I've been able to maintain the minutes and the historical record document and everything.
And I just gave you access to the
Yeah.
to the back end of the web, so now if anyone asks, like if you needed anything regarding member data, bam, he can provide it to you in a second.
Yeah, that was like one thing I was concerned about recently. The only other concern I have is number 4, maintaining the affiliation of the chess club with USCF. I just need access to like our USCF profile.
I feel like, oh no, because you didn't, you weren't a member at the time, so now I can add you in, and then you have, and then when you log in, you'll see affiliates, and you can click on it. Great.
Yeah, that was my only concern.
Okay. Yeah.
Else, I think it's going pretty smoothly.
And I also made us a Texas Chess Association member too, which is only like $10 a year.
Nice.
And they've actually reposted a lot of our Facebook stuff and all kinds of stuff. So
we can post events through the USCF and the Texas Marquette Federation, right?
Yeah,
we can do that
on their events page.
Yeah,
yeah.
We haven't done that, but we can.
We should.
We can post events on the USCF and the Texas Chess Association page, like tournaments and stuff. I haven't done it yet because I didn't want.
A lot of people. That's how they find tournaments. So.
Yeah. And what about you, Mateo?
I think last month or so I've been pretty swamped, so I don't know if I've been fulfilling all my obligations properly, especially in the tournament side, but I'm fine to keep trying.
You feel good?
If you all are.
Huh?
If you all are.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So you feel like the stuff that the vice president has to do is like, that some of it should be spread to something else? Do you feel like it's pretty good? You feel like you, all 4 points, you feel like, yeah, that's more than manageable? And the treasurer, like the funds, the receipt of dues?
Yeah, mine's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. financial statements you're providing. I guess it says quarterly, so I guess we should start doing this every quarter, even though we're not going to have... This is the first quarter,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, just provide it.
Yeah, the same thing. You just update it, basically. Yeah, if I get incapacitated or something like that, you know, then you can, you're going to assume my duties. Are you okay with that?
I guess I am, yeah.
I'm not planning on being incapacitated.
You have to choose whether or not to pull the plug.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty much, that's all on you. Yeah. Now, obviously, the way this is written, it also doesn't necessarily say the vice president has to do all of the things.
Yeah.
It's just the vice president is responsible for it. So a tournament committee could also just be doing a lot of the small stuff. Or volunteers within the officer group or the member group could also volunteer to do this stuff. It's just, yeah. Feel pretty good then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do we need new positions? Or...
For tournaments?
Or just committees? Like, do we need, like, an actual... We could actually make a tournament director position, too, where they actually do more. They work with the vice president to make the tournaments happen. They're the ones who appoint the...
That would be nice.
The board members, or together jointly, you appoint committee members, you know, or find them, and then that person is an actual officer, like a director.
Yeah, that would be nice to have someone helping with tournaments a little more.
If that position were to exist, would you want to be a part of it?
Yeah, we talked about this.
Yeah. Yeah, but now it's on the record.
Yeah. That's fine. I mean, I'm not. I'm happy to do more. I mean, I'm not an officer technically right now. I have.
You are the chair of the tournament committee.
Chair of the tournament committee.
But this would make you an.
Which doesn't actually exist yet.
Well, it is. It's you.
It's just you.
Yeah, yeah. It's just you.
Yeah.
We're talking about forming it with members, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
So it does sort of exist. It's just. It's not really a committee. It's just been.
Yeah. I'm happy. Yeah, I'm definitely happy to help out.
Okay.
I mean, my big thing is I'm not good. And I'm just gonna say this: I'm not good at admin.
Yeah, but that's
not
fine.
Not good at like sort of figuring out ways to make myself useful.
No, but I don't think you have to, especially with the project manager stuff and everything else. It's all gonna be laid out. It's just, and I think you're very good for it too because you've played in a lot of tournaments. Like you have the perspective. And now you've actually been on the backside of some tournaments too, and so you have a perspective as a player and as an organizer, and that I think is valuable to make it a better tournament because you're like, I know what I would want, you know.
For me, I mean, the big thing for me is just clear, sort of clearly defined expectations for everybody, and like, you know, I mean, I just sort of a situation where the work is divvied up in a way that
absolutely,
like,
it has to be
maybe like for me like exhaustively clear.
I'll just say right now, one of my main goals right now with all of this and even going over this so detailed is like, I feel like we should move at this point into the slow growth, maintenance, keep doing what we're doing and just refine it to where no one's feeling overwhelmed, no one's having to do too terribly much too often. And it's really just we all come together for the tournaments because that's the hardest thing. And then bam, we're out 4 times a year. And it's all good. We just maintain it, keep it going, slow growth. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're fully supplied with equipment.
Yeah.
We can accommodate 80 people or whatever.
Yeah, and I know we went from like 0 to 100 like real fucking quick. Real quick, but I think it's good, and now we can start doing that. Okay, I'm going to make a motion to form a new position. We can discuss the title exactly, but something to the effect of director of tournaments or director of events or... You know, whatever, that's an actual officer position, and appoint Ben in the interim until the elections at the member meeting.
Yep.
And that's in, when is that?
Like September or something. After Labor Day. When's Labor Day? I'm so bad with remembering holidays. September?
Labor Day? Yeah, early September.
Yeah. Okay.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Passed. Okay. Almost done. Does anyone know of any specific things we need to change in the bylaws? Or is it pretty good still for the moment?
Yeah, I think my duties are pretty straightforward.
Okay. All right. When do we want to do the next board meeting?
After the next tournament?
After the summer one? Because that'll just be the last one, though, for the year. And then, but there is a member meeting. There'll be a member meeting in September, which will be 3 months after that. So, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the Wednesday after the next tournament?
Yep.
Yeah.
That would be...
June 1st and 2nd, right?
3rd and 4th?
3rd, 4th.
6th?
Yeah.
7th?
7th?
Yeah, June 7th. Wednesday, 5:30.
Yep.
Okay. Calendars. I'll send out Connor.
Great.
Open floor. Anyone have anything? You're like, God no. Get me out of here. Okay. Well, I'm gonna make a motion to end the meeting.
Second.
Yeah.
All in favor? Aye. Okay.
All in favor? Bye.
Bye.